All right, so you've been digging into Oracle Cloud ERP.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that we're talking about way more.
Yeah, definitely.
Than just basic accounting software.
Much more than that.
It seems like this is really like a full-on
It is.
Cloud-based solution for managing.
That's right.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Financials procurement.
Yep.
Project management even.
Uh-huh.
And in this deep dive, we really want to unpack
Great.
How Oracle Cloud ERP is using things like analytics, automation, and AI
right.
to give businesses
yeah.
a real edge.
A competitive advantage, absolutely.
What stands out to you as like the most game-changing thing?
Well, I think the analytics piece is huge.
Okay.
Because businesses are just
yeah.
drowning in data right now.
Yeah, they are.
And they need tools to not just collect it,
right.
but also to understand it.
To make sense of it. Yeah.
And so it's like having this team of expert analysts at your fingertips.
Oh, wow.
All the time.
So it's not just about like generating reports.
It's about making those reports insightful and actionable.
Right. So you can actually use them.
Exactly.
To improve your business.
Yeah.
I see.
So think like real-time insights. Custom reports that answer your specific business questions.
Okay.
And then visualizations.
Oh, yeah.
That make even complex data instantly understandable.
So you don't have to be
a scientist
to...
You don't need a PhD.
To understand these reports.
Nope.
Okay, got it.
Easy to grasp.
I'm curious about this idea of predictive analytics.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't want a crystal ball?
You know.
For their business.
Right.
What is that all about?
Well, it's one of the most exciting parts of Oracle Cloud ERP.
Okay.
So you can do things like forecast demand.
Oh, wow.
So no more like scrambling to keep up with unexpected orders.
Right. Or having too much inventory.
Or getting stuck with too much inventory.
Yeah.
It can also help you spot risks and opportunities.
Before they happen.
Before they even become issues.
So you can really be proactive. Yes.
Very proactive.
Interesting.
So you're making decisions based on what's likely to happen. Not just reacting to what already has.
Very interesting.
And Oracle Cloud ERP has these powerful tools to help you do that.
Okay.
So first we've got Oracle Business Intelligence, or BI.
Okay.
It gives you this complete picture of your business performance
uh-huh.
with really user-friendly dashboards.
So it's very visual.
Very visual, very intuitive.
Nice.
You could say goodbye to those clunky spreadsheets.
I hate spreadsheets.
Me too.
Yeah.
And say hello to real-time understanding of your KPIs.
I like it.
Yeah.
So can you give me an example of how a business would actually use this
sure.
to make a difference?
Let's say you're a retailer.
Okay.
You want to understand foot traffic patterns in your stores.
Right.
Okay. So with Oracle BI, you can pull data from all sorts of sources.
Like what?
Like your point of sale systems,
uh-huh.
loyalty programs.
Interesting.
Even weather reports.
Oh, wow.
Put it all into a dashboard.
And then I can...
And see exactly when and where customers are most likely to shop.
Wow. That would inform a lot of decisions.
So many decisions.
Like what?
Staffing.
Uh-huh.
Marketing campaigns.
Wow, so powerful.
All sorts of things.
Okay, so then we have Oracle Essbase.
Yes.
And that's more from like a...
That's for the hardcore number crunchers.
Okay.
If you're serious about financial modeling and analysis.
Yeah.
Essbase is your tool.
Got it. What does it do?
So you can build these multidimensional data cubes.
Okay.
Which are... Basically, incredibly detailed data sets
okay.
that you can slice and dice in tons of different ways.
So instead of just looking at a flat spreadsheet.
Exactly.
Okay.
You can look at it from all these different angles.
Drill down into the data.
Drill down, explore.
That's cool.
It's really powerful.
That's so freaking
cool. Let's say you're analyzing sales data.
Uh-huh.
So with a multidimensional data cube, you can see not just total sales.
Okay.
But sales by region, by product. By customer segment.
At the same time.
All at the same time.
Wow.
It's amazing.
You can see everything.
Pretty much.
Okay, so it sounds like Oracle Cloud ERP
yeah.
has all these tools.
It does.
To really harness the power of data.
Absolutely.
But I'm thinking about efficiency too.
Right.
And that's where automation comes in.
That's where it comes in.
Right. Big time.
Because nobody has time.
Time is money.
For manual processes anymore.
Nobody has time for errors.
Yeah. And they're so error prone.
They are.
So how is Oracle Cloud ERP
automating things? Oracle Cloud ERP takes it to a whole new level.
Okay, tell me about it.
So one of the stars of the show is Oracle Integration Cloud,
oh.
or OIC.
OIC.
Think of it as like a universal translator for your business systems.
Interesting.
So instead of having your data
yes.
siloed.
In all these different places.
In all these different applications.
Right.
OIC connects everything.
Oh, wow.
seamlessly.
Everything.
So from your CRM to your ERP to your marketing automation platform, all talking to each other.
So no more copy and pasting.
No more copy and pasting.
Within spreadsheets.
No more manual data entry.
I love it.
It's a beautiful thing.
So give you an example of how this would work in a real business.
Let's say you're a manufacturer.
Okay.
Dealing with a complex supply chain.
Yeah.
With OIC, your ERP system.
Yeah, okay.
Can automatically update your inventory level.
As on sales data.
Based on sales data from your CRM.
Okay.
And then trigger purchase orders with your suppliers.
Perfect.
So it frees up your human employees.
To do more important things.
To do more strategic and creative work.
I see.
Work that actually requires human intelligence.
Right.
And judgment.
So I was reading that Oracle Cloud ERP even uses machine learning.
Yes.
To automate things even further.
That's right.
What's the difference between that and RPA?
So RPA is great for those predefined tasks.
Yeah.
But machine learning adds this element of learning and adaptation.
Okay.
So the algorithms can analyze data, identify patterns,
right,
and even make predictions.
So they can do things that normally a human would have to do.
Exactly.
Okay, so an example of this.
Let's say you get hundreds of invoices every day.
Okay, every business does.
A machine learning algorithm could be trained to automatically classify them.
Oh, wow.
Wrote them to the right department for approval.
Okay.
And even flag any potential problems.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Saves a ton of time.
So much time.
And reduces errors.
Reduces.
And it's not just about automating individual tasks.
Right.
It can streamline entire workflows, right?
Absolutely.
Like what?
Like approving a purchase order.
Okay.
So traditionally, that might involve multiple people signing off at different stages.
Right, which takes forever.
Yeah, it could take forever.
Yeah.
But with workflow automation in Oracle Cloud ERP, the whole process is digitized and streamlined.
Cool.
Approvals are routed automatically.
Okay.
Notifications are sent instantly.
Got it.
Everyone has real-time visibility.
I love it.
Into the status.
Yeah.
So much more efficient.
So we've talked about analytics. We've talked about automation.
Yes.
But now I really want to talk about the AI.
Okay.
This is where it gets really interesting.
It does.
Because we're not just talking about automating tasks.
Right.
We're talking about making smarter decisions.
Exactly.
Like an actual
AI-powered
business decision.
Decision making.
Wow.
This is where Oracle Cloud ERP really shines.
Okay. So tell me, what kind of AI tools are we talking about?
All right. So one of the most powerful tools you have is Oracle Machine Learning, or OML.
OML.
And it's all about moving beyond just looking at what's already happened.
Yay.
And actually being able to anticipate what's coming next.
Oh, wow. So it's like having
a glimpse into the future.
A crystal ball. Yeah.
For your business.
For your business.
So how would a business actually use this?
Okay. So let's imagine.
Okay.
You could predict which of your products are going to be the hot sellers next quarter.
Oh, wow.
Right? You can analyze all this past sales data, market trends, even social media buzz.
Interesting.
To figure out, you know, what are people talking about? What are they excited about?
And that would help with things like inventory.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
you
wouldn't run out of the thing that everybody wants.
Exactly. And you wouldn't have too much.
You have a warehouse full of stuff that nobody wants.
Exactly. So you're not wasting resources on marketing a product.
Right.
That's not going to sell.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. So that's just one example.
Uh-huh.
But you could use OML for all sorts of things.
Like what?
Like predicting customer churn.
Okay.
Identifying potential problems in your supply chain.
Before they happen. Yeah.
So lots of potential there.
Very powerful.
So another cool tool is Oracle Intelligent Advisor.
Okay.
And this is a real game changer.
What does it do?
Okay, so think of it like a set of intelligent rules.
Okay.
That can automate complex decisions.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just about automating individual tasks.
Right.
It's about automating those decision-making workflows.
Okay, give me an example.
All right, so let's say a customer places an order on your website.
Okay.
Intelligent Advisor can look at that order.
Yeah.
Consider things like their purchase history, your current inventory levels, your business rules.
And then what?
And determine the best price to charge them.
Oh.
Automatically apply any discounts.
Okay.
And even choose the most cost-effective shipping method.
That would streamline things so much.
It would make things so much faster.
Yeah.
And you'd eliminate errors.
Because it's all automated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Consistent decision-making across your entire business.
That's amazing.
It's a really powerful tool.
So I know there's also, like, AI for finance people?
Yes.
In Oracle Cloud ERP?
Yes, there's Oracle Adaptive Intelligent Applications for Finance.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
What is that all about?
So it gives you real-time financial insights.
Okay.
And it can detect anomalies.
Anomalies.
Like strange things happening in your financial data.
Like something's not right.
Yeah, something doesn't look right.
Okay.
So it's kind of like an early warning system.
So instead of like reacting to a problem after it happens.
You're getting ahead of it.
You can kind of stop it before it even.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Like imagine you're alerted to a potential budget overrun.
Well, that'd be amazing.
Or a suspicious transaction before it becomes a major issue.
So you can really save the company.
Potentially.
Yeah. A lot of money.
Yeah. A lot of heartache too.
Yeah, for sure.
So much stress.
So it really seems like Oracle Cloud ERP
really does.
Has thought of everything.
Like they've really put a lot of thought into
it. When it comes to AI.
Yeah. How to use AI.
To enhance business performance.
In a practical way.
So what are your overall thoughts on AI and the future of business?
Well, I think AI is only going to become more and more important in how businesses operate.
Right.
And compete.
I mean, it seems like it's already...
It's already happening.
Happening. I mean, from just automating those little tasks to making these big strategic decisions.
Yeah, providing insights.
It seems like AI is really transforming things.
It really is. It's transforming the business landscape.
And it seems like Oracle Cloud ERP is...
They're really at the forefront of this.
At the forefront of this, yeah.
They've done a great job of integrating these AI technologies into their platform.
Yeah.
And it's really empowering businesses to use AI in a really contextual way.
So as we're wrapping up our look at Oracle Cloud ERP, what's the key takeaway for our listener?
I think the key takeaway is that Oracle Cloud ERP isn't just about managing your business.
Okay.
It's about transforming it.
Okay.
It's about leveraging all these amazing tools.
The analytics.
The analytics, the automation, the AI.
To really get a level up.
To gain insight.
Insight, efficiency, agility.
That wasn't possible before.
Yeah, it's not just about keeping the lights on anymore. It's about like really innovating and growing.
Exactly. It's about thriving.
Yeah.
Not just surviving.
I like that.
And this brings us to a final thought for our listener.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about all the features of Oracle Cloud ERP.
Yeah, all the bells and whistles.
All the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
But the real question is, how can you use these tools to create a true competitive advantage for your business?
It's not about the technology itself.
It's not.
Right?
It's about how you use it.
How you use it to achieve your goals.
Exactly. Okay. You have to think creatively.
Yeah.
You have to challenge assumptions.
And like push the boundaries.
Push the boundaries.
With what's possible.
With what's possible.
Yeah.
So think about the future you want to create for your business.
I like that.
And then use Oracle Cloud ERP.
To help you get there.
To help you get there.
Yeah.
It's a really powerful tool.
Okay, so we've really covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
With Oracle Cloud ERP.
Lots to think about.
But I'm really curious about this balance between human expertise and the technology.
Because technology is amazing.
It is.
But it's still just a tool.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The real magic happens when you combine that technology with human ingenuity.
Right, with human creativity and vision.
Exactly. It's not about replacing human intelligence.
Right.
It's about augmenting it.
It's about making us better.
Making us better.
Yeah.
More efficient.
Right.
More effective.
So how can businesses find that balance?
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's a great question. How do we find that sweet spot?
Well, it's all about understanding the strengths of each.
Okay.
Right. So AI is amazing at analyzing those huge data sets.
Right.
Finding those patterns.
That we would never see.
That we would miss. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's humans who can interpret those patterns.
I see.
Ask the right questions.
Right.
And then come up with those innovative solutions.
So it's really about using them together.
It's about that synergy.
Okay.
Between human expertise and the technology.
Like a partnership.
Exactly.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into Oracle Cloud ERP, what's the one big idea?
The big idea.
You want our listener to walk away with?
I think it's that Oracle Cloud ERP is really a fundamental shift in how businesses operate.
It's not just about,
It's not just about
automating a few tasks.
Automating tasks or, you know, generating reports.
Right.
It's about creating a truly intelligent and agile, data-driven organization.
So you can really respond to things.
You can respond to change.
Quickly
and effectively.
In this crazy world that we live in.
In this crazy world.
Where everything's changing so fast.
Exactly. It's about thriving.
Yeah.
Not just surviving.
And that brings us to like a final thought for our listener.
So we've talked a lot about all the features and the capabilities.
All the cool things it can do.
Right, all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
But the real question is, how are you going to use this to create that competitive advantage?
Right, for your business.
For your specific business.
What are your unique needs?
What are your goals?
Yeah, how are you going to make this work for you?
Exactly, and that requires some creativity.
Okay.
Some out-of-the-box thinking.
Challenging assumptions.
Challenging assumptions.
Yeah, pushing the boundaries.
Pushing the boundaries.
So really envision.
Envision the future.
The future you want.
That you want for your business.
And then use Oracle Cloudy ERP as that tool.
To help you get there.
Help you get there.
To make it a reality.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
So to our listener out there.
Yeah.
I encourage you to explore, experiment, and never stop learning.
Yeah.
The future of business is in your hands.
That's a great way to end it.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been fun.
Really enjoyed this deep dive.
Me too.
And to our listener.
Yeah.
Keep diving deep.
Keep pushing the boundaries.
Keep using the power of technology.
Yes.
To shape the future of your business.
Absolutely.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.